It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its ending stocks estimate for 2006-2007. The April numbers look like this. Corn, 877 million bushels. Soybeans, 615 million. That's a record. Wheat, 422 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Expectations of improved demand throughout the week are fueling fully steady to higher calls for cash hog prices across the Midwest today. Terminals are called steady to higher tops from 41.50 to 44.50. Peoria is 50 cents to a dollar higher today with a top price of 41.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, April 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,441. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $62. The weighted average was 60.48, a loss of $1.05 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 44.40 to 50.50, the weighted average 48.76. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,882. The base price range was $55 to $64.75. The weighted average, 61.45, a gain of 91 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 41.20 to 51.50, and the weighted average was 48.14.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And for the Corn Belt, weather's not looking good yet for field work, planting, anything like that. Of course, we've been cold here now for a week. The cold front came through a week ago today, and behind that front, temperatures fell below freezing, and we're now in many locations experiencing the seventh morning in a row with freezing conditions. Whatever is done as far as that's concerned now, and that's mainly fruit trees and some winter wheat that's been affected by that. Maybe a little bit of the early planted beans down in the Delta because freezing conditions, at least on a couple occasions, got very far to the south as well. But now we're looking ahead, and when we look ahead, we see temperatures moderating a little bit, although we're going to have some more surges of cool air. I don't think we've had our last round of temperatures dropping below freezing, although I think we're done with a prolonged period of freezing weather. But over the next couple of weeks, behind a cold front, we could have some mornings that are frosty or freeze or have freeze conditions. And, of course, frost is not only possible, it's likely through most of the month of April on occasion, as the average last frost dates aren't until mid-April in the Ohio River Valley and late April in central parts of our two-state area and up north in northern parts of Illinois and Indiana. The average last frost isn't until somewhere within the first 10 days of May, and that's just the average, so that means on many years the last frost comes after that date. But one thing of concern is the fact that after a week of generally dry weather, which has helped to allow some of the excess moisture to run off and soak in, but certainly not evaporate as much as if it were warmer. But after a week of generally dry weather, we're going to turn wet again. And it looks like the Ohio Valley is in for some wet conditions. And since the Ohio Valley is farther south and tends to be the warmest, that would be the first area that we'd look for planting. And that rain's going to delay that some more as we have this one system coming through tonight into tomorrow. So it looks like much of Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky and southern Illinois could be picking up a healthy dose of rainfall. And, well, for northern sections of the Midwest, wintry weather will continue. There's going to probably be some snow. Rain mixed with snow in far northern Illinois and Indiana, but you go up into Michigan, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, Minnesota's growing areas. they're all going to get snow. And in some cases, it could be locally heavy. So this odd weather is continuing. And some places will probably get several inches of snow here. And it's going to be a wet snow at that. So that's what we have over the next couple of days. And then we've got another storm system coming in that's going to produce more precipitation across just about all of the Corn Belt from Thursday night into Friday and Saturday. And that's going to be followed by another cool down. And that next storm system could produce some snow out in the western Corn Belt, including portions of northern and western Iowa and into Nebraska. So it's just plain not very pleasant out there, and it's going to continue to keep the field soaked for a while. This cold weather does not lead to fast evaporation at all. And some of this precipitation will be moving into the Delta, so that's going to slow down the field work there as well. Some crops may have to be replanted where there might have been significant freezes to those that popped up rather quickly. At least the freeze is early enough in the season that not everything's planted yet. And we're just looking at, in the Plain States, some precipitation, which will be beneficial over the next week for those crops that were not damaged severely by the cold. But, of course, some of the cold into Kansas probably caused some widespread wheat damage there. So we have a lot to consider over the next couple of weeks, but bottom line is we don't see any fast movement into the fields yet because of wet weather. Let's look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 469, up one. Last trade up 1.5. July, 475, up 1.25. Last trade down 3/4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 448.25, up 3/4. Last trade up 2. July, 462, unchanged. Last trade up 1.5. Take it out to the December, 488, up 1.5. Last trade up 2. May corn opened at 364.75, up 1.25. Last trade up 1/4. July, 376.25, unchanged. Last trade down 0.5. December, 387.5, up 1. Last trade up 1.25. March, 398, up 0.5. Last trade up 2. May beans open at 749.25, up 1/4, last trade up 2.5. July, 766, down 0.5, last trade up 1.75. November, 793, down 1/4, last trade up 3. May soybean meal open at 209.60, up 20, last trade up 40. May soybean oil open at 32.12, up 4, last trade up 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete. Pete must have had to go ahead and pick up a phone line. Let's go ahead and look at some reports. Chicago Board of Trade corn futures are seen starting weaker today following a higher-than-expected ending stocks estimate from the government. However, analysts say the influence of the report might be short-lived as traders will likely return to watching Midwestern weather. Most active May corn is called to open 2 to 4 cents a bushel lower today. USDA raised its estimate of U.S. ending stocks for corn in the April supply and demand report. The carryover seen at 877 million bushels, and that above the 826 million bushel trade estimate and above March's figure of 752 million bushels. And those numbers were added to basically out of the feed usage category for corn that added by 125 million bushels. Let's go ahead and see if Pete's back on the line. Pete, are you there?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay.
We only have a minute or so why don't you tell me out of all the numbers what you think is the most significant for the opening bell?
I think the world stocks being raised to record highs again on soybeans and the South American bean yields in both Argentina and the other being raised again are the significant ones. I think the attitude just on the others being raised as much as they were instead of lowered on beans and raised more than expected on corn creates a more negative attitude.
So what about the call then on the beans?
Beans are called anywhere from 3 to 10 lower. Corn 2 to 4 lower, wheat 1 to 2, 2 to 4 higher, but they'll probably get drugged down by the corn and beans.
Over on the Merck, quick calls, please.
We have mixed on cattle and unchanged to higher on the hogs due to higher hog prices.
All right, Pete, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.